A few months ago, I was watching a football game. The quarterback threw a pass to one of his teammates, who headed for what appeared to be an easy 6 points. But as he raced toward the end zone, at what looked like blazing speed, two huge linebackers caught him from behind. He didn't make it to the goal. The same thing happened in a championship basketball game. A swift guard reached out and stole the ball from a player on the other team and sped down the court. But as he approached the basket, there stood the 7-foot center from the other team with his arms up in the air. The guard tried to take a shot, but it was quickly swatted away. I thought to myself, it's the same in our life of daily discipleship. It becomes evident to us there are blockades to our effectiveness in prayer. Now consider prayer and ask yourself, what are the primary obstacles to a powerful prayer life? Let's consider some possibilities. First, from Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The Apostle John puts it another way, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Sin blocks our forward progress in prayer. If I'm playing with sin, my prayers are hindered. A second obstacle to an effective prayer life is unbelief. James tells us to go to the Lord in prayer, but, he says, we must ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Do not let that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Jesus taught, in all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. A third hindrance is something spoken about in Proverbs. He who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayers shall be an abomination. Neglecting the Word of God and its application to your life will hinder your prayer life, because prayer is based on faith, and our faith must be firmly built on the Word of God. Friend, be alert to these three things that can hinder your prayer life: sin, unbelief, and a neglect of the Word of God. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.